This is one of the biggest wholesale fruit and vegetable markets in New Delhi. Thousands of street vendors come here every morning to stock up on produce from traders. Most of the bulk goods arrive in trucks from neighboring states.
This truck here, it comes from Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. It used to cost 50 cents for a sack of potatoes 2 weeks ago, and now it costs 60. The price of petrol and diesel have gone up, so this increases too.
Those increases are being passed on to shoppers such as Saumati Devi, who has to feed her four children on her earnings of $4 a day.
We're buying less. When prices are going up, we buy less and eat less. People will spend according to what they earn. Some people have jobs, some don't. Everyone is helpless.
Almost daily fuel price rises over the past 2 weeks have led to protests by opposition parties in many Indian cities. Oil companies began raising prices after a four-month pause while Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party was campaigning in recent state elections. India's petrol and gas minister says many other countries are suffering much higher rises and blames the war in Ukraine for disrupting oil imports.
But the government raised fuel prices 63 times in the first half of last year when there was no war. India was also among just a few countries that increased fuel costs in the past 2 years when crude prices were crashing because of the pandemic.
Experts say years of rising living costs are hurting the economy by driving down consumption of non-essential goods.
We are now in a situation where the decline in consumption has now become more and more entrenched in the economy. And so the only way to get out of that is through some external stimuli to kickstart the economy. But it is also hurting the inflation as well as the downside in the economy is also hurting the ability of the government to generate more revenues.
In a country where the average daily wage is the equivalent of $5 a day, economists agree with consumers and opposition parties that the government must find an alternative to painful price rises. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.